The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We are, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Ross Tucker, the former NFL offensive lineman who thankfully played for 7 years so I could get these media gigs. I'll be doing Titans Steelers on the radio, Westwood One Thursday night, Saturday at noon Eastern, the Ohio State Buckeyes at Rutgers on CBS national television. It is a cool, cool job. Just like this is a cool podcast, because I got Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling. It is, of course, the Super Contest at the Westgate. Steve, we both had another profitable week. You were awesome. I mean, you were up, what, 10 units for the week. I was up 2 units for the week. So that puts us for the year. You're now up 20 and a half units, Steve, and I am up 8 units. I got to tell you, by the way, I'm a little bit upset because if you remember my teaser legs, I had 8 of them. Buffalo minus 2.5, Pittsburgh, the Giants, the Titans, the Saints, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Lions. 6 out of the 8 came through. By the way, sometimes people say, oh, you guys don't bet enough games. That's 8 bets right there. That's 8 different games. So I had six of the eight came through. How is that only plus 2 units? Well, part of it's because you told me to just do plus 1 for each game. If you said I could do plus 2 for each game, that would have been up what? 4 units?
Yes.
But why double? Tell me the math, but that's bothersome. That I was right on 6 of them, wrong on 2, and I only was up 2 units as a result.
Okay, warning, math coming. I'm going to make this 60 seconds. I will not be longer, Ross. So Ross played, he wheeled 8 teams. The formula for that is 8 factorial. That's the exclamation point. Go to this thing called the internet. It will explain to you what that is. Divided by 6 factorial times 2 factorial, 28 combinations. And Ross only loses 2 games. He goes 6-2. He's styling. Well, the problem is that your break even on each individual leg is minus 280. So think about that. If I laid minus 280 on straight bets and I did that on eight games, I would lose 2.8 units twice. You know, it's hard to overcome, you know, because there's 5.6 units gone in terms of how the mixing and matching works. Just losing one game, boom, you lose 7 because you're matching team 1 with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. There's 7 losses, and then you lose the next game, and that's matched with 6 other teams. So there's 13 losses and only 15 wins. And the danger of it, Ross, you probably never saw the movie China Syndrome. Did you ever see China Syndrome? It's a 70s
Definitely not.
Movie. Okay, so it's with Jack Lemmon, Wilford Brimley, Jane Fonda, and Michael Douglas. And there's a nuclear reactor that almost has a hiccup and a meltdown through some mechanics and some human error. And there's a point where it's about to become contaminated. And Jack Lemmon, who's clearly done what you did, and he bet all these teasers also, and he's like, he doesn't want the water level to get to the point where it's contaminated. And he's like, cover it. Please, God, cover it. And then Wilford Brimley says, the level's going back down, Jack. We're okay. And he's like, thank you, God. That's how you felt after the Chargers and the Lions won.
So here's the teasers you had, Steve. You had the Lions for two units, Lions and Bills. You had Bills and Saints. Those all hit. You had Titans. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the best bets. Yours were Lions, Bills, Saints, Bills. Then you had Titans, Ravens. Your only loss was Chiefs, Titans, Steve. That's the only teaser you lost, because then Lions, Vikings came through. Ravens, Vikings came through. Lions, Chargers came through. I didn't go with you on the Chargers either. That was the one I didn't do, like a moron.
Why do we tape on Tuesday? Because you just said it best. Saints teased, but wait a minute, the Saints were favored, but they weren't favored on Tuesday. That's why we come to you at the crack of dawn, before the sun rises in Vegas. And if you're following our videos in the summer as the sun was rising and in my eyes a couple times, we go ahead and give you best bets, because by Thursday, the Saints were a 2-point favorite, but they were dog early in the week.
By the way, if you ever want to get all the spreadsheets with the best bets and the teasers, everything, just go to patreon.com/RTmedia. Make sure you sign up to be a Tuckheads member of our Patreon, and then you'll get access to our private Slack channel. Our guy Grades posts every week this spreadsheet, which is just beautiful to look at. We'll go through this quickly, Steve. Bucks Bills obviously had the Bills in a teaser, but I middled this one. I had the Bucks getting the 8.5 as well, came through. So that was one unit. So the middle came through. Eagles Commanders, we had nothing. Patriots Dolphins, I put one unit on the Patriots getting 9.5. They're up 7-0. I'm up 16.5 points. They end up losing by 14, 31-17. Then we get to Jags Steelers. Steelers was the teaser leg that blew it. Can you believe the Steelers couldn't cover 8.5 at home? The Pittsburgh Steelers at home against the Jaguars couldn't cover 8.5. Can't believe that. Rams, Cowboys. I leaned Cowboys laying the 6. You took them for one unit, Steve. They smashed the Rams. You leaned to the Jets. They were, what, laying 2.5 against the Giants? You just lucked out there, basically.
Easy win.
Texans, Panthers. I leaned Panthers getting the 3. They won the game outright. Wish it was more than just a lean. We try to give you guys leans because, remember, we're not going to force plays on this show. We're trying to make money. We don't force plays, but if we like something, we'll give you a lean, and if you want to play it, then play it. Our leans are usually pretty darn good. Falcons, Titans. We both had Titans in a teaser leg. That hit for us up to 8.5. They won the game outright. Saints, Colts. I had the Saints in a teaser leg up to 7.5. They won the game outright. Vikings, Packers. You teased them in a 6.5 point teaser, Steve. I usually don't do that. That hit for you. Browns, Seahawks. I leaned Browns getting the 3. They lost 24-20. Broncos, Chiefs. That was a stunner. I mean, not that the Chiefs didn't cover. I mean, I'm surprised I lost that teaser leg, as did you, I think, Steve. But they lost by 15 points to the Broncos.
Yeah, 5-1 turnover differential. The stats actually slightly favored Kansas City. Mahomes had the flu, so we just got to get Kelce to break up with Taylor Swift. Everything will be fine.
Or just get Taylor Swift to go to all the games. It seems like when she goes to the games, they win. Ravens, Cardinals. You leaned Cardinals getting the 8.5. It's kind of a miracle cover with the onside kick, but you got it with the lean.
So I have to, and I know we don't like to spend a lot of time recapping. I'd be remiss. There were 7 plays where this Plinko, it's like that Plinko puck, you know, cover, don't cover, cover, don't cover. Where is it going to fall? Including at the very end with Arizona getting the 2-point conversion and covering, but then holding, not covering, and then getting the onside kick and then kicking the field goal. It was just incredible.
Were you watching it?
Yeah, it was the most amazing thing. Like, literally, there were seven different plays that decided, that went like five for Arizona and two for Baltimore. And the last one, when they kicked they missed the field goal to cover. And then they had a motion penalty, so avoided the play. So then they kicked it again and made the field goal. Crazy.
Was the color analyst the best you've ever heard? Is it fair to say?
Oh, completely.
Thank you. At Ross Tucker NFL on social media, by the way. He's at Fezzik Sports. Bengals Niners. I took the Bengals getting 5.5. They won outright. You leaned Niners. Bears Chargers. Boy, that was bad. I put two units. I got two units from the Bengals. I lost two units from the Bears. Thought the Bears had some Tyson Bagent momentum. They get slaughtered 30-13. I had them getting 8.5. Raiders, Lions. Lions were a teaser leg down to -2. So again, good week for the guys. We like weeks where we make money. I was up two units. Steve up 10. Our best bets, 3 wins, 1 loss on the teasers, which is fantastic. For the year, Steve up 20.5. I'm up 8. Our best bets, 12 wins, 14 losses, 0 pushes. We're getting there, Steve. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. Speaking of getting there, fall is in the air. That means it's time to put on some hooded sweatshirts. Doesn't look like Steve needs to do that yet, but it also means grilling, tailgating, comfort food. Omaha Steaks has all your fall cravings covered with 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. Listen, the steaks are delicious. My go-to, personally, Butcher's Cut Filet Mignons. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop all your delicious favorites for half the price. But don't forget to enter promo code EVEN at checkout for an extra $30 off. Hurry, this sale is only for a limited time. Good holiday gift. Minimum purchase may apply. Steve, we move on. We'll start Thursday night with a game that I will be in the booth for with Kevin Kugler, Westwood One National Radio, if any of you guys are driving around. The Titans are getting 3 points with Levis Mania against the Steelers, who will not have Minkah Fitzpatrick. They're acting like Kenny Pickett might play. I tend to doubt it on a short week, and he gets 10 days after this. But Trubisky did not play real well. Total is a low 36. Steve, this is one of 3 or 4 games this week where I kind of like the team getting the 3 points. So, do I wait and see if it goes up to 3.5? Jump on it, because I love them at 3.5. Do I wait if it goes down to 2.5? Tease them up 6 points to +8.5 as a teaser leg. I feel like if it goes half a point either way, I love them as a teaser leg. I love them at 3.5. Is this when you tell me to just stay disciplined and not do anything at +3?
Well, because this line is 2.8 and pulling back the curtain, there's even a 2.5 on the screen with the Hall of Fame bookmakers at South Point are hanging that. You're never going to get a 3.5, even though, you know, after Badgent imploded last week, I'm thinking to myself, a rookie quarterback who they tend to suck. And when they have a really good game like Levis, then film's out on them and they tend to regress. But I don't think it's as good as it gets, I think, on Tennessee +3. A couple items, Ross. I always listen to the Red Zone, and that's where my volume is. So I never hear you on Sunday unless you're a standalone game. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Also, I would be remiss. What is this? I'm sure it's excellent. This Butcher's Cut filet mignon. That's a wussy steak. You should have a Butcher's Cut ribeye, in my opinion.
No, I hate when people say that. Filet is delicious. I don't like dealing with the bone. I hate when people say that.
Really? Okay.
Filet is not a wussy steak. Filet is delicious. I love every bite of it.
Anyone that knows Ross, it looks like he could be an MMA fighter to this day. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when people say, it's like when they like say something to me about listening to Taylor Swift music. So who cares? Like, I'll listen to Taylor Swift music because it's excellent. And why don't I bring a boombox down? We'll play the music. I'll punch you in the face. I'll smash you into the ground. And then we'll see who the wussy is. I'll eat a filet mignon while I'm listening to Taylor Swift with one hand pushing your face into the mud. Like, I mean, what are we even talking about?
No doubt. I agree.
Okay. So I understand what you're saying. I'm going to go, I guess for these +3s, I'll go one unit Tennessee.
I will lean to Tennessee, and I would absolutely parlay Ross Tucker at any price to smush me into the mud. Good bet.
Let's go Dolphins Chiefs. It's in Germany. The Dolphins are getting two. The total's 51. I got five teaser legs I like this week, Steve. This is one of them. I will be wheeling the five teasers again. And I will be doing it with two units. Two units, only five. It's not eight. Two units, Dolphins, up to plus eight. My other teaser legs are the Browns down to minus two. The Bucks up to plus 8.5. Carolina up to plus 8.5. The New York Giants and Danny Dimes up to plus 8.5. By the way, I don't do all these. I didn't do the Chargers last week, and I'm not doing the Buffalo Bills this week. Just because it's 2.5 or 8.5 or 2 or 8 doesn't mean I do them, but there's a pretty good chance. Dolphins plus 8, teaser leg, 2 units.
So you'll have 20 combinations. I mean, 10 combinations, correction. I'll spare you the math. And we certainly have a best bet here. I like Miami because Kansas City, they had to go to Denver altitude and had to go west. And now they got to go back to Kansas City and then fly over Scandinavia, I guess, or wherever to get to, I guess they won't go all the way to Scandinavia, but you get what I'm saying, to fly to Germany. That's a whole lot of travel. So we'll tease Miami and I'll put them in with Cleveland in a teaser also. That's a best bet, Ross. 2 units.
Love it. Seahawks, Ravens. Seahawks are getting 5.5. The total is 43. Game is in Baltimore.
You know, it's right where I make the game. I love Baltimore. But the Seahawks are playing very well. I'm going to pass the game.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite bets of the week. And listen, I think Ravens are really, I think the Ravens might go to the Super Bowl. I obviously studied them thoroughly last week. The Seahawks getting the Leonard Williams boost. That big trade for the Giants D tackle, he's going to come in there fired up. And I just think that gives them a little bit of a boost this week. Plus, Seattle's playing well. But it just tells the locker room, yo, we think you guys can win the division. We think you guys can go to the Super Bowl. Love that message. Seahawks plus the 5.5, 2 units. Cardinals against the Browns. Looks like the Cardinals are going to end up starting Clayton Toon. It will not be Josh Dobbs. There's some talk of Kyler Murray. I don't know, but when Gannon said it would be Dobbs after the game, makes you think it's not going to be Kyler Murray. Either way, I like Cleveland minus 2. We already talked about it. Teaser leg for both of us. Total in that game, 37.5. How about the Bears getting 7 points in New Orleans, Steve? Total's 41.5.
Yeah, so New Orleans is going to win this game. Derek Carr, dink and dunk. All of a sudden, did you see how he was throwing the ball down the field? Just incredible. So I'm going to certainly tease the Saints. And let's go ahead and tease them in with Buffalo for a, Buffalo's getting 3, actually. Let me tease them with Cleveland. I'm going to do a double hit with Cleveland. So Cleveland with the Saints teaser, 2 units.
So even though you're not going through the 7?
You know, it's 7.25, all right? There are some 7.5s out there. So
it's just
the fact
7
that,
on DraftKings.
Exactly.
What we use.
So here, I love this. This is a teaching moment. So when a line is 7.25, meaning some books have 7 and some have 7.5, and one book is dealing like DraftKings of minus 7, late 15, that's an excellent teaser candidate because you're essentially getting it all the way down to minus 1 on a game that's 7.5 in some other areas. 2 units.
Okay. I'm adding the Saints as a teaser leg then. I'm with you on that. Teaser like Saints down to minus 1. Add them to my teaser, my wheeling teasers. I love them. Minus 1 Saints. That's a best bet with Cleveland. Let's go to the Vikings. They're getting 5 against the Falcons. The total is 37.5. We literally don't know who the quarterback is for the Vikings. How do you bet this game?
Yeah, well, I would only bet against the Vikings, but then I keep thinking like word's going to come out that Teddy Bridgewater is going to get traded. And all of a sudden, they'll have a capable quarterback. So the key to this game is the Vikings' second-string quarterback is on the injured reserve, right? Can't play. And so it's what, the BYU kid, Hall, it could likely
start?
He's a
rookie, but I think they can take Nick Mullins off of IR this week.
Yeah, so too much uncertainty until that happens. With Mullins, I would lean Vikings, and without him, I'd absolutely like Atlanta.
I agree. Washington is in New England. The Patriots are laying 3. The total's 40.
So who are the Patriots to be laying 3 points? But I'm going to stay on the sideline because a very respected handicapper who, frankly, has been red hot was on New England minus 2.5 and raised this line up to 3. So laying 2.5 and taking 3 is not a profitable middle. It's about break even. And I don't want to go against this guy. So I'm just going to lean to Washington.
One unit for me on Washington getting the 3. Man, they were impressive against the Eagles. Programming note, recording this Tuesday morning, trade deadline day, right? The Bears could trade their corner, Jalen Johnson. Washington could trade one of their defensive ends, Montez Sweat or Chase Young. That could affect some of these lines. By the way, make sure if you're going to go to one of these games after the trade deadline, make sure you're using the Game Time app. I love this thing. Even when I'm in a city, even if it's just a game I'm calling, I check out the deals on the Game Time app just to see how expensive it is to get into the game. I'm just curious. Plus, if you can, you can take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Remember, they have that guaranteed lowest price. You'll always get the best price. So terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code MONEY, MONEY, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Steve, we've got the Bucks getting 2.5 at Houston, totals 40. Bucks are a solid team. They're not good, but they're solid. I got them up to 8.5. One of my teaser legs, totals 40.
I almost did it. You know, this line's 2.75, so I didn't want to have too much in teasers. I certainly would not have any problem teasing the Bucks. Should be a really close game, but I'm on the sideline.
Rams, Packers. Rams are getting 3. Totals 40. A little bit too much uncertainty for me with Stafford. I would only lean to the Rams.
I would lean the other way because I don't think Stafford's going to play. And as soon as he's reported out, I think the line does go up to 3.5. I think it's mostly baked into this line. I mean, Green Bay is obviously, you know, struggling. Is Green Bay even going to score 7 points in the first half? Because they never score in the first half. If, you know, you might consider Green Bay in the second half.
The Colts are laying 2.5 on the road in Carolina, who got a win. The total's 44. I'm taking Carolina up to 8.5, one of my teaser legs. They got a win, feeling better about themselves. Defense looked better. I think they'll keep it close.
And their coach, Reich, of course, got fired from Indianapolis. So that's a trend. I wanted to ask you about that, Ross.
Oh, that's a good call.
I mean, it means more. The coach knows the team, and he's got
Well, no, it's more about, you know, the guys will take it a little bit more personally.
Exactly.
Which I like, you know, and he won't have to say anything, but other guys, some of the leaders on the team will say, these guys fired our guy. I think that's a good point. What about the Cowboys getting 3 against the Eagles? Totals 46.
So this line is saying the Eagles are not just better, but considerably better because home field's only worth 1.5. And with Hurts not being that mobile, he barely ran last week. I'm not so confident that is indeed the case. I would lean Cowboys.
Lean to Dallas for me as well. I'm with you there, Steve. The Giants are getting 2.5 in Vegas against the Raiders. It'll be all Giants fans out there. Totals 38.5. Raiders are kind of a disaster. The quotes from their players last night were just brutal after that game. Short week. Daniel Jones is coming back. I like the Giants as a teaser leg up to 8.5 to keep it close.
You know, I can definitely co-sign on that. Let me go ahead. I'll tease the Giants, and I'll put them in with Miami for a teaser. Great call on the home field advantage with the crowd noise. And the Raiders, Jimmy G, one of the worst games I've ever seen. Davante Adams is as open. I could have hit him. I literally could have completed that pass, and he overthrew him by 10 yards. Just atrocity.
Let's go Bills, Bengals. The Bills are on the road, so I don't know that I'll be drinking Labatt Blue Light. Actually, I will be Sunday night. I'll be watching that game, drinking some Labatt Blue Light with my family. They won't be drinking, just me. Always enjoy responsibly beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your thoughts, Steve, on the Bills getting 2.5, totals 48.5. Thought long and hard about taking the Bills up to 8.5 as a teaser. Like, I'm not doing it. I think there's a chance the Bengals win by 2 scores.
Yeah, there's threes out there. So in other books, I'm going to bet Bills +3. What a timber moment this has been. So the Bengals have played one really good game this year. And going back to December last year, this game was in the jungle and the Bills were laying 3 in that game on the road. And now the Bengals are laying 3. So the Bills haven't been playing as well, but the Bengals haven't played well this year. And now the Bengals, this line's 6 points difference from what it was, you know, a mere 9 months ago. I have to lean Bills.
Ooh, it's interesting perspective, Steve. Monday night, the Jets are hosting the Chargers. We get more Chargers primetime, huh? The total is 41.5. Chargers laying 3 on the road. That's a little surprising to me. I will be taking the Jets in this one. Only going to put 1 unit on it since it's at +3. I wish it was 3.5.
You know, the market just loves the Chargers. They love Herbert. He plays one good game, and they're on it, and I can't support it. Just like I can never support, like, me in any fight. 30-second story. I used to be on a betting syndicate team, and we had a guy, the Goose, and he was played a defensive lineman in high school only, all right? And we got into disagreement. He pushed me. I shoved him, and then we got into a fight. But I won't call it a fight.
We got 10 seconds left.
So he trampled me like a bison in that commercial. It was just, it was one-sided, ridiculous.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Patreon.com/RTmedia if you want the spreadsheet. Patreon.com/RTmedia. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.